Dunkin's Donuts. This is Sean Nicholas Savage. Enjoy yourself.
Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. The type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. Mother came rushing in. Said we didn't see a thing. We said we didn't see a thing. And father left at 8, nearly splintering the gate. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Type of memories that turn your bones to glass. Turn your bones to glass. And though you were just a little squirrel, you understood every word. And in this way, they gave you clarity, a cold-blooded clarity. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Well, how can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? How can I stand and laugh with the man who redefined your body? In those cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old times. Cold-blooded old
button, yeah.
Come on, let's turkey try.
Gobble diddle lip, gobble gobble diddle lip.
Hey!
That was Little Eva from the 60s sometime, early 60s. And that was the song Turkey Trot. And that goes out to all my American friends celebrating Thanksgiving today. Little Eva, best known for the locomotion, but that's a pretty fun little number there too. Let's Turkey Trot. Why not? Before that, we heard Smog from his 1999 album, Cold-Blooded, or the album's called Knock Knock. That was the song Cold-Blooded Old Times, a indie rock classic, if you ask me. Oh, previews on. That's why. Yeah. And you are listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you from traditional unceded Musqueam territory here at the University of British Columbia. It's a beautiful week here in the Lower Mainland. Sunny, crisp, late autumn days. Very nice. Today's show, pretty fun. We're going to have a phone call from Hassan of the Cult Babies. They are back from an extensive tour around the United States, and they're going to be playing tonight at the Cobalt. So he's going to check in about how the tour went and what people can expect if they make their way down to the Cobalt tonight. And then some other things, lots of new music mostly. We're going to start off with some new Wild Nothing. Wild Nothing's from Brooklyn. They're putting out a new record on Captured Tracks, and this is the song TV Queen. Here we go. Here is Wild Nothing.
TV Queen. For over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved with Discorder.
You maniacs! You blew it up! God! Santa?
Oh! Nothing like the salt air. Now, if you excuse me, I have a concert to attend.
On December 5th, Mint Records will be hosting this year's Ridiculously Early Xmas Party at the Astoria, with performances by Rennie Wilson, Monomyth, Fake Tears, Energy Slime, Supermoon, Uptights, and a Faith Healer solo set. CITR Femme Concept DJs will be playing the hits all night long, and yes, there will be presents for the first 50 people. Visit mintrex.com for more details. Remember, it's this December 5th at the Astoria.
Right, that was Family Band. I'm going to cut it off. Family Band 15, a new cassette that they put out, and you can read about that on Weird Canada, where CITR's very own Eleanor Wearing posted a review. Before that, we heard Wild Nothing with their new single, TV Queen. I am very happy to welcome Hassan and Layla from Cult Babies onto the air. Hello?
Hi.
Hey, hello. How's it going?
Good. Are we on the radio right now?
You're on the radio right now.
Yeah. We're on our phones on the radio? That's insane.
I know. The new studio here is pretty different than the old one, so that's why I'm sorry I hung up on you.
Oh, that's okay. It happens all the time.
Okay. So welcome back. You had an amazing amazing couple of months.
It was an amazing month and a bit. Yeah. It was fun.
Tell us about the tour. Where did you, what ground did you cover?
We tried to stick to the hot places, right, Layla? Layla booked the entire tour, so, and she gets really cold, so, we went down West Coast, and, it was kind of cold up until California, so we bought a bunch of jackets in Oregon. And then as soon as we got to California, we had to ditch all our jackets. And then we went down the West Coast and then went across the South as far as Georgia and dipped our toes in the Atlantic and headed back the same route.
Nice. And you celebrated Halloween in Marfa, Texas.
Marfa, Texas, yeah.
What is Halloween like in Marfa, Texas?
It was very interesting.
Pretty far out.
Yeah, it's pretty far out. I mean, I guess we're on mushrooms. I don't know if we can say that on the radio, but...
You can say it, yeah.
Weird. we played at El Cosmico, which is a cool little sort of hotel with a bunch of airstreams and tents and weird things on it, and it was a lot of fun.
Awesome. And did you see the lights?
No.
We didn't see the lights. We're so mad. We saw, saw some weird stuff.
We saw some weird shit, yeah, on the way in. We probably saw the lights and just didn't know that that's what we were seeing.
Well, that, okay, yeah.
We saw some lights. We almost got hit by a car, so maybe, maybe that was the light.
Speaking of vehicles, I know you had a van that took you down there. Were there any van snafus along the way, as always?
There's a couple. Nothing insane. I mean, there's a picture that got posted that looked a lot worse than it was, and it was just like an alternator that died, which, you know, took about a half hour to fix.
Right.
And then we're on the road again, and then kind of on the way back when we were in California again, we had a spark plug that shot out.
Oh, my God.
So that was weird. And then I guess it would have cost a lot of money to fix it. So we just drove back from California with our van sounding like a helicopter, which is really shitty for trying to listen to music.
Oh.
Nothing.
You make do.
Yeah.
It was fun. I know you had some new band members in the band, so that must have been exciting too, getting to meet some new people, like, make new friends along the way.
Yeah, I mean, we only met our touring band, I think, a couple of weeks before we went on tour with them, so it was like a big, long, smelly blind date. but they're nice, they're little kids, they're young and innocent. So.
With a spark in their eyes still.
Yeah. We tried to break them, but it didn't happen.
you were playing with bands every night. Any bands that you think people really need to know about that were amazing?
Yes, definitely.
Gland from New Orleans are really, really awesome.
Yes, Gland. They're a fun time.
They're so awesome. Badass.
The Strangeland.
Mm-hmm.
From Oakland, and also Bad Bath from Oakland. We had a really good Friday and Saturday in the Bay Area where we played with cool bands. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. It's all a blur right now.
Yeah, of course.
Weirdly enough, we played with the guy from Trail of Dead in Austin.
Oh, yeah, that was interesting.
He was doing like a practice show before he was doing this sold-out tour in Europe. So he was just doing one kind of like practice show before going.
Workshopping his material?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Is it the one with the big afro?
No,
what's his name again?
Conrad Keeley.
Conrad Keeley, yeah.
Cool.
He's got a kind of a sweepy thing going on.
A sweepy thing, okay. Well, that's great. I'm so glad you made it back safely. Your van didn't kill you.
Yeah.
Like we didn't kill our van.
Van didn't kill you. Part of what spurred on this tour was that you have a new cassette out.
Yes.
It's called Off to See the Lizard. What's the story behind Off to See the Lizard?
Behind the...
The name?
The album? Or the
there's the album itself. How long have you been working on the album? And
these are all kind of songs that we've been playing for like a year and a bit. So we just wanted to get them out so we could finish new stuff. And I don't know, we're really stoked on the album. It's kind of like a lot heavier than any stuff that we normally play. So I don't know if we're going to keep going in that direction, but it's been a lot of fun.
Yeah, it has a real sense of doom, and like it's heavy. It's great. I love it.
Yeah, I don't know. We're a heavy dude, man.
tonight playing to your local fans at the Cobalt. What can people expect from tonight's show?
I don't know. I don't know if we got tour tight, but
I think we got tour loose.
Yeah, we got tour loose.
I don't know, things were pretty tight when you were playing with those new kids. Like, yeah, they brought the moves.
Yeah. There's gonna be a lot of rising around.
Yeah.
On stage, for sure.
We focus
on that.
Yeah, I think we focus more on our moves than playing, but we'll see. We also focus on our costumes a lot more than playing. So you're gonna see a lot of looseness, a lot of costumes, and a lot of rising.
I love it. And you're playing with Les Chaussettes and then Flying Heads. Who is Flying Heads? There's very little information about them online. There's just one song on Bandcamp. What's going on with that?
It's a secret band.
Now, I used to play in Flying Heads, but I got caught up with touring and stuff, so I have been replaced with some really awesome band members.
Julian.
Yeah, right now it's Julian Mars of Man Your Horse and
Lauren.
Lauren is in the band. Do you know Lauren?
Me? Yes. Yeah. Tough Age.
And Sean Antrim is playing bass.
Really? Oh wow.
And Luke.
Yeah, Luke. I think though tonight is just gonna be a 3-piece because people are working. Oh, I'm getting a call from the mechanic right now. He's ripping me off at the moment. I'll have an argument after this call.
Okay.
Can you hear that beeping while we're talking?
No, I can't hear it at all. You're good.
Anyway.
Cool. So, yeah, make sure to show up a bit early to see Flying Heads tonight. Yeah. And what's in the Cult Baby's future? More touring? Do you have some songs in the bank now that you've been on tour?
I mean, we're working on it. I think now that we kind of have all of our songs recorded and got a tour under our belt with it, we just kind of want to chill out and write and do some new stuff.
Awesome.
Very fresh. So we have no idea what's in our future, but it involves touring and playing and hanging out.
And maybe a music video, too.
Yeah.
We'll see if that music video ever comes to light.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we'll start working on it right away. We have nothing to do. I made sure to take some time off work when I got back. So, yeah. And we're also homeless right now because we're... we sublet our apartment.
Oh, right. Well, so when are you? How long? Till the end of the month?
Till the end of the month. So. Right. Yeah, if you want to finish that music video. All right.
Very good. Very good. All right. Well, anything else you'd like to add for folks?
No, I don't know. We're glad to be back and hang out with our friends tonight. So we'll see you all tonight, hopefully.
Right. So that's the Cobalt tonight at anytime after 9, I guess that would probably be.
Yeah.
And that's good. I'm going to play the title track off your tape. Let's give that a listen. So this is a new. Are there any tapes left? Can people get them?
There are a bunch of tapes. We ran out of shirts on the road, which sucks.
Hassan dropped all the tapes on the ground at the end of the tour. Maybe it'll be a discount price.
Yeah, we'll see. I think there's a couple.
They're distressed. They look even more intense.
Throw them down.
All right. Well, thanks so much for calling in, and I'll see you tonight, and I hope lots of other people are there too.
Okay, thanks, Duncan.
All right. So this is Off to See the Lizard from the Cult Baby's new cassette, Off to See the Lizard.
Bye.
All right. See you later. All right, that was Les Chaussettes from the album, what was it called? Oh, I don't know. Anyways, the song Kate, great job, Les Chaussettes. They're going to be opening for Cult Babies playing tonight at the Cobalt, and we heard Cult Babies with the title track from their cassette, Off to See the Lizard. In terms of other bands playing soon, Dead Ghosts are releasing their album Love and Death and All the Rest this Saturday night. It's going to be at the Cobalt as well, and we're going to give a listen to one of the new songs that they put out. This is the song Rat Race, and this is Dead Ghosts.
Go on, smooth and easy, somewhere warm.
All right, that was Angie from her album Free Agent, the song Paris Face. Thanks to my radio colleague, Chris Horrific, for that recommendation. Good stuff. Yeah, before that, we heard the Shivas from Olympia, Washington. That was the song Gun in My Pocket, a new single. And they're going to be playing with Dead Ghosts on Saturday night at the Cobalt. And we heard Dead Ghosts before that from the brand new album Love and Death and All the Rest. That was the song Rat Race. So 10 minutes left. Got to fit in a few more songs. Let's listen to some Magical Clouds. Magical Clouds is an electronic project from a band from Montreal. They have a new album out called Are You Alone? And the main guy, I forget his name, but he is the son of the guy that played Wyndham Earl on Twin Peaks. How cool is that? All right, let's give it a listen to the title track from the new album, Are You Alone? Here it is, Are You Alone? Here it is. Here it is. Here it is. Ugh.
Thank you. Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent, let it compete to win studio time, features in Discorner magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR DJs spinning after the bands. Shindig Night 7 is happening this Tuesday, December 1st, featuring Late Spring, Cloudhood, and Regen. Cover $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Right, that was She Devils from their new self-titled EP, debut EP, and that was the song Come. Go figure. They're going to be playing with Magical Clouds in January 22nd, here in town at the Cobalt. I feel like a shill to the Cobalt. I'm not beholden to the Cobalt. They just They have a lot of good shows lately. So yeah, go see Magical Clouds when they come in January with She Devils. That's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. Thanks so much for listening. The podcast will be up soon. I'm going to update the website at some point. I don't know. I got to figure that out. But I appreciate it. And I'll be back next week with more jams. Going to close things out with Calgary's Hagface. They have a new punk album out. It's called R.I.P. I hope. Are they done? I don't know. Is that why the R.I.P. is there? I didn't know. Anyways, we're going to listen to the song Baby Doomers, and that's going to do it for this episode. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Okay, bye. Boosh.